USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
President Trump making that long-awaited announcement yesterday at the White House. Meanwhile, the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says it doesn't mean the deal has to collapse. Rouhani speaking here through a translator.
I've asked the foreign ministry to negotiate with European countries and with China and Russia in the next few weeks. If at the end of this short period we conclude that we can fully benefit from the JCPOA with cooperation of these five countries, even after Mr. Trump's announcement, the deal would remain.
North Korea is expected to be releasing three American prisoners soon. Many expect it will happen within the next day or two, as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in North Korea to finalize plans for a summit. And this is USA Radio News.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Another Pence could end up with a seat in Congress representing Ohio.
Thanks all of you for the honor and privilege to be your Republican nominee. I'm ready to serve again.
That's Greg Pence, the Vice President Mike Pence's brother, after winning a GOP primary yesterday in Indiana's 6th Congressional District. It's the same district his brother Mike Pence held before becoming Ohio's governor. Greg Pence expected to win November's general election in that very conservative district, though he's a businessman who's never held elective office. Also yesterday, former coal executive Don Blankenship ended up coming in third place in a Republican primary race in West Virginia. It was the state's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey who won and will face the Democratic incumbent Joe Manchin in November. A few days ago, President Trump had urged that voters not cast ballots for the controversial Blankenship, who he said was not electable in November. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Two new fissures opening up yesterday afternoon near the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island, and they continue to spew sulfur dioxide gas as well as lava into that residential neighborhood. There are now 14 volcanic vents spewing gas and lava near Kilauea. Automaker Audi is recalling 60,000 vehicles because of irregularities in the engine management software. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
The problem in the exhaust gas cleaning system's software affects A6 and A7 models. Delivery of these cars affected by the software problem has been stopped, with models being phased out, according to a release from the German automaker. Audi CEO Rupert Stadler said in a release that the irregularities were discovered through a systematic engine testing program. Last month, Audi recalled more than 1 million cars worldwide due to a coolant pump defect that could cause them to overheat and catch fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Google's taking the wraps off a new AI voice assistant that sounds nearly indistinguishable from a human voice. The CEO unveiling Google's Duplex at a developers conference yesterday. It speaks with a voice that uses natural sounding rhythm and tone, complete with ums and ahs. It's going to be released as a test version in just the next few weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.